Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was knocking blue. Soldiers showing love.
Everybody, welcome to Mad Ted's Blog Talk Radio nationwide, all across the country. Big ups to Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Lincoln, Omaha, Nebraska, Dallas, Texas, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and all our friends out there in Las Vegas, Nevada. What's going on? What's happening? What's going on? Man, I'm going to tell you something. I'll tell you right now, I'm feeling real good. Feeling real good. The weather's breaking. We're getting a little break. We had snow last week. We had rain yesterday. We had some rain today. They say it's going to rain all week. But you know one thing about Minnesota, once it gets warm, it's warm for a little while. So we're going to take that little while that we get, and we're going to bust it on out. You know, we got lots of events coming up. Y'all don't forget, I want to tell you, make sure you get involved with Tater Days. That's on June 15th. We got Juneteenth on June 16th. We got the Pride Festival June 24th, 25th. Don't forget about BJ's birthday on the 26th. And Stop the Violence is coming up June 10th at Cub Food Parking Lot. The Human Parade and Festival's coming up July 15th. Rondo Days, oh man, always blowing up in July. And the Senior Pride Day, August the 4th. We're going to honor our seniors. And also that evening, we're going to have a Kansas City reunion of all the folks that live in Kansas City. Chi-Town. Holla at you later. Oh, and don't forget that we got the National Night Out. Oh man, of course, we're going to be on the South Side as usual. And then the Festival for Fathers. Fathers, we're getting recognized that day. It's a big day for us. Urban League Family Day in August. And North Point's Fitness for Fun is coming up in September. And then back in the day in September. Back in the day. Southside. Mm-hmm. Back in the day. That's when everybody come together. Yeah. One of the most peaceful events I've ever seen. Where the old school and the new school come together. All in the name of peace. I got a guest, special guest in the studio with me. And then we have also a special guest going to be coming on, and we're going to talk a little bit about. Introduce yourself, brother. Tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got started and what you're doing.
I'm Dino. I got started 7 years ago doing making shirts over here on 38th in Chicago in Minneapolis. We now have HAP Customs, which is a conglomerate of selling clothes and also printing for people. So that's who I am, and that's what we do.
And how did you start with the studio piece?
The music, oh, yeah, that's the new development. We started with that for the kids, man. We wanted to show them a different way. We already have a business upstairs, so we figured we'd open up the arts downstairs, and so now it's becoming something big for the community.
And so when you were selling clothes, and you also decided I might as well have a studio.
Yeah, well, you know, art in general, I mean, in any kind of way, most people are influenced through music and fashion, so we decided to couple it with, the printing, and, man, the kids going crazy. We're giving them opportunities, giving them something instead of, always telling them what to do without handing them something. So,
well, that's a way to prevent crime, a way to prevent violence in our community. I think that's great. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to our caller in Las Vegas, Mama Tree. She's got a special guest she's going to introduce, and I think he's going to have some good dialogue for all of us to talk about. Mama Trees, how you doing? Welcome to the cold Minnesota. It's raining out here and everything. I know it's hot and heated out there in Vegas, and I know you got to turn the air conditioner up, and we're turning the heat up. We're doing the opposite. How you doing?
I am just super blessed at the moment. Super blessed.
Now, we have a special guest.
Yes, we have a special guest. And is he on now?
Is that 1547?
No, I think it's 7477.
He is on. He is on. He's not on air, but he will be on as soon as you introduce him.
Well, I want to introduce him. He's my nephew. His name is Darrell. He was a young man that grew up in my home that was really close to me and my children. Darrell is one of my favorite nephews at that. Darrell got shot about 4 years ago, seven times by his best friend. And it's like a generation thing that has went on in the family. And his grandmother got shot 15 times, and she lived. And Darrell, you can go on tell your story.
Well, we're going to welcome Darrell to the show. Darrell, thank you for coming on today. We're excited about, you know, I've had an opportunity to talk to you, very educated, smart individual, you know, and sometimes you wonder, you know, why me, you know, why does this stuff happen to me? But I've never once heard you complain like that, never once heard you whine or cry about your situation. You've been a true fighter. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you can hear me, right?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me? You can hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you. Yes, sir.
Okay. I first start off, you know, touching up on what you were saying about, you know, never hearing me complain about my situation. And that's kind of because, like, you know, it could always be worse than what it is. And I always kind of had that type of mindset that, you know, we go through the trials and tribulations in life that we go through to it just make us better people, no matter what the situation might be. Like, I mean, a better person, at least. Right now, I'm just going through the phases, dealing with my therapy and trying to get back to at least my best ability where I can assist myself. But other than that, I really don't know what you want me to tell.
Well, I want you to talk about how do you forgive somebody, man, that was supposed to be your friend that shoots you and leaves you paralyzed for the rest of your life? How do you forgive somebody and not want to retaliate, not want to get back at them, not want to make them the way you are or make them worse? How do you do that? And how do you every day, you know, wake up in a bed, you can't move, you can't do anything, and this person still gets to walk around?
Okay, I start with giving everybody like a brief, like, description of the individual that shot me. Yeah, he was my best friend, but he suffered from mental health conditions. Like, he suffered from schizophrenia and was failed tremendously by the medical field, you know, like a guinea pig kind of. So, like, that's why I really don't harbor no feelings toward him in that way. Like, you know, he was a victim himself, too. So we both ended up with the short end of the stick because, I mean, even though I'm still laying in my bed, I mean, he's locked up, incarcerated, and he's been, you know, going through what he's going through at the moment. Like, it was a little cool situation.
You know, one of the things I wanna chime in, Dina, I want you to talk about, you know, we got so many individuals that are in this situation that it's hard for us to survive. And I know that me and you can't think about what this brother is going through and what it must be like to live this way. But think about what kind of courage it takes, what kind of tenacity, what kind of strength it takes to be the way that he's living. What it takes to be that, Dino? What do you think about
well,
that?
Well, I'm listening to him, and, you know, he's digging deep, and I can respect it. I've been shot before. My cousin shot me with a .357 when I was 16, man. I survived, but I wasn't paralyzed. So I did forgive him, and I forgave a lot of people. And I think, you're a strong individual as far as I'm concerned, man. I respect you because you're looking at the bigger picture. You're not dealing with the local battle. You're dealing with the global international war, man. So I respect you, man, and my hat's off to you, dog.
You know, I want to ask you a question. What are your dreams and visions for the future? Because I believe that you're so smart and intelligent, man. I know I've talked to you several times, and, you know, we tried to work on a couple of things, but what are your vision for the future? What is it that you see yourself doing?
You said, could you repeat? I couldn't hear you. I'm in the back of the ambulance on the way home, but I couldn't hear you. You kind of cut it off.
Okay. Yeah, what's your vision for the future? What do you see yourself doing in the future?
I mean, to be honest with you, I just want to, you know, better myself so I can help other people, to, you know, in a similar situation to me. Possibly even the kids, you know, just to let them know, like, you know, you don't have to go that route and be an advocate and a voice for the people who don't, you know what I'm saying, have that the mental capacity that I have to understand what's going on around them. Just to give everybody a closer look into, you know, you don't have to necessarily be miserable because you can't do the things that you used to do. There's other things that you can put your mind to that will, you know, put you in a better state of mind, I guess, I would say. Like,
now, you know, but I bet here's a brother. Yes, sir. Here's a brother in an ambulance trying to make it home on Blog Talk Radio with us. But and we just I want to ask you one more question. What's the solution to all this gun violence? What can we do? We're able to get out and get on the block and get some stuff done. What advice do you give us street our folks out on the block doing this thing to help us kind of reduce the violence in our community?
What is actually going to take is for the individuals who are actually out there. Like, I mean, the thing that I kind of ran into as like when I was around like 18, 19, 20 growing up is that I see that a lot of the kids that was my age at that time didn't want to, you know, receive information or even take heed to anything that someone from, like, okay, the elders would have to say. It's like they look at it as they're being looked down upon, and who are you to tell me anything when you were doing this and doing that? And, you know, so I think the only way to really tackle that, to get everybody on the same page, is to start in the house with the families. Like, we have to have people that, instead of looking the other way, step up and say, hey, it's time to take the community back and come together as one and give all these kids something to do, because they're bored. They don't have anything to do. They took everything from North Minneapolis that everybody had to do, even the South. Like, I mean, all the programs that used to be available when I was a kid, they're not no longer there no more. They're all out in the suburbs. So it's like, what do they have to do over there besides, you know, get into trouble and indulge in criminal activity? I'm not saying that it's okay, but I'm saying, like, we need to do something to have them to have a back door where they can actually go and then and release some of that energy that they got, that they taking out on each other.
Well, you know, as I listen to you, I just visualize, you know, here's a brother riding around the ambulance, trying to get home, on the radio, trying to help other people. What better person can that be to give back like that in that way? And I know it must be challenging for you to have to deal with going to the ambulance, going to the hospital all the time, dealing with all that work and still being positive within your mind. I just want to congratulate you on how you're holding that down and how you're able to do that. I'm proud of you. Ken, you know, for those people that whine about their toe hurting, whine because their hair ain't right, whine because their nail broke off, whine because, you know, maybe their ankle hurt a little bit, what advice do you give people that whine about these little things?
This is what I'd say. I got shot 7 times. And to add on that, I was asleep when I got shot. I got shot in the face, in my neck, in my shoulder, in my chest, and the rest of the additional shots on my side, which caused me to be paralyzed. I don't take any medication. No Tylenol, no ibuprofen, no Percocet, no Vicodin, no nothing. It's mind over matter. You know, it's what you make of it. Like, it's just a crazy situation.
And so you say to somebody with something that simple, man, just, you know, grin and bear it. You know, it's like when I think about you, I think about when, you know, sometimes my back hurts. But that ain't nothing. You know, at least I can walk. At least I can still walk. Anything you want to add in, and then I'm going to go to Mama Tree.
I'm like I said, man, I respect you, man. I look at how strong you are as an individual, man. We need people like you out here fighting. You know, you inspire me right now, man. Through all my tough times, there is no tough times, man. I'll be there tomorrow because you showing me today. You know what I mean? So, like they said, my hat off to you, good brother.
We're going to go back over to Mama Trees. Would you like to add something, Mama Trees, before I go back to our special guest?
Yes. Listening to my nephew, it brings tears because I look at the little boy that he once was with that pretty smile and the grown man that he is today with the same pretty smile on his face. And he got what you call super strength. And he encourages me you know, when I talk to him, just talking to him, it's my get up, you know, and I tell myself I can. You know, whatever I'm feeling and all the aches and pains that I go through, that I can do this. You know, if he can lay on his back and buy a house, if he can lay on his back and have a studio built in his home, because he's a rapper and he was performing in different places like Wisconsin, Duluth, all over, you know, and he's a performer. And it runs in the family, you know, Lil James and Lulu Nim. And he's still at his craft, and he just did 10 songs in, what, just say 2 weeks? You know, he's recording, and I do have to say this. Two cousins are going to get together, Lil James and Darrell, and they coming out with some hits. So he's putting his work in. He's encouraging other young people, you know, that does come around him, that look at me, you know, you can do it. And also, Darrell got shot 7 times, but he is one of the cases that he still have feelings all down his body. He just can't walk, but he can feel if you touch his leg. If he pinches his leg, he can feel. He can feel. And when he says he's not on no medication, they would love to keep him on pain pills because he can feel. And his body is in pain constantly, but he's not taking anything. And I'm telling you, God is so powerful. And I see how good God is. You know, I see miracles. You know, this kid laughed. He outlaughed me on the phone, you know, on a daily. Yes, I spoil him. I spend my time, you know, on the phone with my nephew, and he is my life. He is my get up. And I love him dearly.
Well, you know, that is great. We're going to go back to Darrell in just a moment. Darrell, before we come back to you, I want to talk about, when we talk about music and what you're doing in the studio, wouldn't it be great if we could feature one of his songs and maybe figure out how to get it out to the wider community? So maybe in some capacity, you and him can work together.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I got the studio over here at HAP Customs, man. I mean, if that's something you're interested in, we possibly can put something together, man, because I work closely with the kids. We have the Young Ambassadors, man, and we're definitely always trying to push something positive out, man, to give these kids a different direction. So, you know, get my contact. I'll give it to you. We can link up.
So, Darrell, I'm going to bring you back on. What do you think about maybe doing a collaboration, doing something for the community, and doing something we can get out to the community?
I'm definitely open to that. Like, you know, anything to help, you know, that is going to help someone else, even if it's 1 or 2 or 3, 4 or 5 people, you know? I mean, they hope it helps. So any way I can help, I'm all for it.
So have you already written and recorded some songs already?
Yes, I got a studio in my house. I actually got a studio in my house that I record from.
Okay,
right,
and
in
how
my
many?
Bed.
Oh, man, that's great. That's great. So how did you, just give me a little kind of talk to me. How did you, like, come up with the funding for equipment and all that? How did you do that?
Well, you know, before I got shot, I had it all already. You know, like, I already had everything. I was recording, doing my own music then. But then, well, after I got shot, you know, I had a little settlement, and I just took some of the money and invested into a few different things and came out on top.
And so you bought a house.
Yes, I own my house too. 6-bedroom, 3-bathroom.
Wow. That's amazing. And what are some of the challenges that you still face that you're still trying to work out, other than not being able to walk. What are some of your other challenges?
Not seeing my son. Like, you know, my son is a real big thing to me. I see my daughter, but my son, I haven't seen my son in over a year. And it's not for nothing that I did personally or that was even, I think it's more so my son's mother asked me, can I stop doing so much for my son because I will go overboard, you know, financially because I can't physically do nothing for him like playing with him or stuff like that. So I would buy him toys and he would take them home and have issues with his other siblings. So she asked me to stop doing it, and I kept doing it. And so I haven't seen my son because I kept doing that. So that's like the only major thing that really bothers me. Other than that, you know, like even not being able to walk don't bother me that much.
Okay.
I can do just as much.
Go ahead, brother.
No, I was saying I can do just as much in my bed on my back as people walking around. I mean, I continue to do it every day.
I think that's amazing, man, what you're able to do. And also I think, you know, we've been asking leaders, not only leaders of the gangs, but leaders of the churches, leaders of the families, to all come together so that we can stop some of this beef out in our streets. I know you say get to the parents, but what can we do to get to some of the folks on the street?
Well, I'll be honest. I know a lot of the individuals. Like, I mean, I went to every middle school except for Ann Wyden. I went to Olson, Franklin, Northeast, so I know a lot of Minneapolis as a whole. And, I mean, the way I see it, like, I don't have no personal end over or no beef with certain cliques or nothing like that, but I do know a lot of people from every which way. So, I mean, being neutral in the situation, I mean, if we start a movement to where they will listen to someone of their generation, but we have to get them something in return to pay attention, you know. I mean, and I don't mean it don't have to be nothing like financially. I mean, just something to do, another boys club or a team place for people to go and just, you know, use computers or have someone to tutor kids and different stuff like that. We don't have those type of things no more. So everybody going into the streets looking for stuff to do, and then we end up with they finding guns, drugs, mixing up, and then we got the bottle.
You know, a young man said something that was phenomenal to me, and I want to get your feedback on it. He said, VJ, you tell me not to shoot another brother. But then when I see him downtown and I put my fist up to beat him down, then you tell me don't fight downtown. I'm confused. What do you want me to do? I ain't going to shoot him. But when I see him, I bust his head. But then there you go, jumping in the middle of it, telling me don't fight. You tell me don't shoot. Now you don't want me to fight. I got to do something. So it's kind of interesting. And I tell them my answer is I can't stand to see you fight downtown because I don't want you to go to jail. So that's why I break that up. If you want to fight him, catch him in the hood. Go and do your thing, you know. But you're coming downtown where people are trying to shop and do all this other stuff, and you're doing it in the middle of the street, and you're causing the folks to be aimed at you. But they had a good point. Like, you tell me don't shoot, but then you tell me don't fight either. Well, I'm not really telling you don't fight, but they sending me somewhere where I can get in front of the police so I prevent you from fighting in a space that's not – well, that's not the place to do it. So give me your feedback on that.
I mean, like, it's kind of a little situation because, I mean, even if that individual listens to what you say, don't mean that other person is not going to be, you know, provoking that person or pursuing that problem. I'd say the only solution really if we were to open up like some boxing gyms or something, if everybody got problems, if you do like how they was just talking about them celebrity box matches, put everybody in the ring. You got an issue with somebody, put some gloves on. Do it that way. I mean, ain't nobody got to die. Ain't nobody got to shed no blood. I mean, you know, a little put on them gloves, see where you at. You run your mouth, you can't fight, then you get your ass whooped. Other than that, then keep it going, keep moving.
Talk to me a little bit about your some of the songs that you got. What is the message on your music?
I mean, overall, like, I'm very versatile, so I touch bases on almost every topic. It's not just, I don't subject myself to, like, just one area. I got music for women, I got music for kids, I got different stuff with different people. It just depends on what mode I'm in at that particular time and what I want to record.
So what's your favorite song? Everybody got a favorite. What's your favorite song that you written and wrote and produced?
My favorite song that I written and produced, that's hard. I got a few of them that I just did that's kind of running neck and neck. I don't know which one I want to go with. But we got Artificial, and that's Future and Murdoch and DTG, the go-to guy, which does a lot of my production. And then, we got another one that I'm actually going to be trying to send down to James for James to get on. And that's called Land of the Lost.
Land of the Lost. I like that.
And I'm referring to Minneapolis, and I'm pretty sure that's probably going to be my favorite one out of all of them.
Well, we're gonna come right back to you. I'm going to go to Mama Teresa. Just want to know, Dino, let's talk a little bit about where you plan to take your music and in terms of recording studio. What are the plans for that? Where are you taking the business? You're on 38th in Chicago. You're doing T-shirts and stuff out of there. You're being inspired by my brother here. He's in an ambulance rolling.
Man.
And we're walking on our 2 feet, and this brother is rolling to his home through an ambulance and talking to us on the radio. I cannot tell you where my heart is right now. My heart is touched. I've always admired that brother and basically his attitude. But let's talk about where you're headed. What's next for you?
The goal with music is to give these young men a platform, an opportunity to showcase their talent. They all seek music. They seek clothing lines, and they all have a role to play. So I'm giving them business consultation, and I'm giving them the actual studio to come in and record. It's pretty much a nonprofit because I don't look forward to making money off of it. We sell T-shirts upstairs, but all of them come in with ambition, drive, motivation to become a rap star, and it creates an opportunity for me to talk to them about staying positive and just reeling them in, man. I'm just trying to, you know, link in with them one kid at a time, each one teach one, and just, you know, You know, kind of push that way and, you know, partner with, you know, organizations like Mad Dads and the Youth Coalition Group and young men like him that wants to put out a positive message, that wants to, you know, show people that you don't have to just do gangster rap. I mean, of course, you know, it's entertainment, but how about it's also an opportunity to speak into these children's spirits and giving them different outlets. So that's my goal.
How do people get in touch with you?
You can hit me up at 612-481-3932. That's my cell phone. You can hit me up on Facebook at HAP Customs. That's on Facebook. Or you can just hit me up on Dino Bambino on Facebook. That's my personal Facebook. But yeah, I'd love to hear from you, man. And we can talk, man. I can envision a song right now in my head, man, that you produce that we bring the kids in with, man. We just smashed the city this summer. So whatever you can think of, man, let us know.
My brother, Darrell, last final words before we close out. We'll go back to Mama Trees.
All right. You say what?
You got any final words? You have any final words?
I definitely get up with him, and I couldn't catch his name that he said on Facebook.
Dino Bambino.
Dino Bambino, but he's gonna call you on the. We got the number here, the 763 number. We're gonna call you. He's gonna call you on that number, okay? When we get done with the show, all right?
All right, for sure.
And you got any last or final words to tell the audience before you go?
Well, you know, I appreciate you taking the time out today to give me the opportunity to share my story. I love you too, TT. You know, definitely, you know, been experienced with an experience. Gave me something to think about, you know. I'm actually just now pulling in my driveway now, so they finna take me out the ambulance and bring me in the house. So everything worked out pretty well.
All right. Thanks a lot for being on the show. We appreciate you. We're going to go right to you, Mama. Thank you for having us. Thank you. Excuse me, a little detail defunct there. Thanks for bringing on our special guest, Mama Treece. How you doing? Any final words before we cut out?
Yes, Mama Treece will be in town April the 29th, North Commons, 2 to 5, telling the untold story. Come on.
That's right. North Commons, 2 to 5. What day is it again?
April the 29th, 2 to 5. All grandmothers.
April the 29th, that's about 9 to 10 days away, right? We're excited about you coming, excited about you telling the story and helping others. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation. I want to say big ups to Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Lincoln, Omaha, Nebraska, Dallas, Texas, and, of course, main headquarters, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I want to say a special thanks to my friend Dino. Thank you for being on, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You brought the family with you, everybody. I'm going to lean back and all that. We had it all in here today. You've been listening to Blog Talk. Take care.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Mad Dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love on the...